Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Coast to Coast Radio, and I'm your host, Ron Fitch. And today it's the college football.
We are proud to have
show.
2016 Olympian and the youngest participant in judo, Colton.
Show today, woo! College football. Start of the college football season next week is the start of the NFL season, but we're going to talk about college football today. And I'm going to have my guest, Matt Lowe of Lindy Sports. He's an Auburn alum. He's going to talk about Auburn and Clemson. I'm going to get right into it. I think the most underrated game of the day is Oklahoma and Houston. You have, though, probably the best quarterback matchup of the day with Baker Mayfield versus Gary Ward Jr. It's at Houston. Oklahoma needs this game because in 2 weeks they're going to have to play Ohio State. And they set their schedule up, and I love how they did that. Oklahoma is hyped. They're in the top five. Every time Oklahoma's in the top five, they always stumble. I do not trust Bob Stoops. I will never trust Bob Stoops until I actually see him hold up the national championship trophy. He is a bad big game coach. Forget the Sugar Bowl. That wasn't a big game because it was if Alabama was losing, they had two losses. They weren't into the game. Yes, I'm making those excuses because I do not trust Bob Stoops. But I do like Baker Mayfield. He's a tough-nosed quarterback. I get a little nervous because he gets a little too hyped and he gets a little too into talking trash to the other team. But as far as his ability to throw the ball and be a great leader, he is a great leader. They have the best backfield in Mixon and Perine. That is bulldozer type running backs with breakaway speed. I think that makes them dangerous. Baker Mayfield spreads the ball really well, but watch out for Houston with Gary Ward, and their defense is good. People don't understand. They haven't seen Houston. Ask Florida State how good Houston is because Houston beat Florida State last year. The other big games you have are Alabama versus LSU. I like Alabama because of the fact that, according to Nick Saban, this is the best defense he's had since he's been in Alabama. That's hard to believe. Now, their secondary has been torched over the last couple of years. So Deshaun Watson torched him, which is no crime, but Deshaun Watson is the best quarterback in the nation. We're going to talk about him with Matt Lowe. But can Max Brown of USC exploit Alabama? You're not running on Alabama. That's not happening. But you're going to be able to throw the ball a little bit. And I think if USC is smart, they're going to air it out a little bit. Even though USC is UVA, I formation, run the ball, then pass off the run team. You can't do that against Alabama today. Not against that defense. Now, Cooper Bateman is going to start for Alabama, according to Nick Saban. I don't know if they're going to change to Blake Barnett. That's just quarterback by committee. Somehow, Nick Saban gets away with that. And they still win. I think they're going to take a couple of losses this year. Betting against Alabama is dangerous, but I believe they're going to lose to LSU. I actually believe they're going to lose to Ole Miss, too. I think those are going to be their losses, which is chancy against the Tide. But I think they're going to get past USC today in a close game. Alabama is just a little too strong up front. USC's getting better. They're not quite there yet. I like Alabama. I like LSU against Wisconsin because of Fournette, and I think Brandon Harris is going to be a little better. We have my buddy on, Matt Lowe, SEC football. You got me fired up. We were talking on the phone. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, Ron? How you doing, man? Appreciate you having me on again.
Well, I'm doing fine. Listen, we got to talk about Auburn. First, you're down here. What's the word about Gus Malzahn? Is his job on the line? Because I hear a lot of talk, and you tell my audience the real truth.
Well, I mean, I think if he has another season like he did last year, that's a possibility. But I mean, I would say right now he's probably guaranteed another year. You know, if you think about it, back in 2012, Auburn didn't win a game in the conference. And they were 3-9. Very well could have been 1-11. You know, and fans and people sometimes tend to forget that, you know, 4 years later is 2016. You know, you didn't win a game. The recruitment was bad. The talent was bad. Then they got Nick Marshall. They had some remnants of players that they had when he was there when they won the championship 2010. But, you know, he got Nick Marshall and they took off, had a magical year. And then in 2014, they lost 14 players that made NFL rosters. So, you know, the last 3 years, every guy in his recruiting class has made their grades. This past year, Auburn's team had the highest GPA ever in Auburn football history. And so there's talent there. There's talent there. It's just, can the quarterback spot, you know, get better production this year? Because it didn't get a whole lot of production last year, and that's really
See, that's where I want to go. You perfect lead in. Sean Wright. I know Nick Marshall and Cam Newton cast a huge shadow over Auburn with that style, with Gus Malzahn's style. You don't have to be necessarily a great quarterback. You just almost have to be like a slick quarterback that's good at handing off, good at running, good at reading the option, because a lot of times in Gus Malzahn's offense, you can set up in the I formation or the wishbone, and he'll play fake and throw deep on that. You don't really – it's such an intricate offense. Can he run it the way Gus Malzahn likes to run it?
Well, that's I think that's kind of left to be seen. I think Sean's a tough guy. I think he's got pretty good speed, but he's not a Nick Marshall. He's not a dynamic runner by any means, but – the kid can throw the ball. I think a couple of years ago in the Under Armour quarterback competition, he was like devoted the MVP with guys like Deshaun Watson there. You know, so he can throw the football, but you know, Gus is all pretty basic. Getting Herb Hand in, offensive line coach that they brought in from Penn State, him and Hand and Malzahn were together at Tulsa when they had the number one offense in the country. I think that should create a little bit more opportunity for some more plays that they can run. But, you know, Sean's a leader. He's from talking to some of the players, they really believe in him. They like his fight. And he's a poised guy, too. So, you know, it's not necessarily all the time who's the best player. It's about, can you lead your team to victories? And that's the most important thing.
That definitely is. Now, Gus Malzahn said, now you've been there, so you give me your opinion. He said this is the best defense he's had since he's been to Auburn. Now, what's your opinion? Because you're out there in their camp. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, you know, there's the word potential is always a dangerous word when it comes to players or teams. But I'll say this. He's got a shutdown corner in Carlton Davis. The guy's probably the best cornerback to be at Auburn since Carlos Rogers. I talked to Rodney.
Really?
He's that kind of a player. And I talked to Rodney Garner back in the spring, and he said he felt like he had 12 guys on the defensive line that he felt good about that could play. They got a kid named the linebackers. Darrell Williams is a kid from Hoover High School, my alma mater. Who's the kid I really like at linebacker. And Trey Williams is another guy that was a five-star linebacker. So the word potential was, you know, and look, man, if you got a championship-caliber team, you need to have a good offensive line, a defensive line. And I think Auburn's going to have an array of guys that they can kind of wave in at D-line where they got a true freshman at 6'5", 330, named Derek Brown. They're starting a true freshman at defensive end, and Marlon Davison is about 6'2", 281. Then you got Carl Lawson on the edge, who's a veteran guy who's a power rusher, can speed rush you. And then they got a guy named Jeff Holland, who's about 6'2", 240, who's more of a short, quicker, speed rusher type guy. So they got a lot of different size guys that they can put in and wave in offenses. And let me tell you, they're going to get tested right off of the bat against the best player, I think, in the, I mean, I think Deshaun Watson is the best player in the country. You're talking about a guy that was a three-time state player of the year in the state of Georgia as a high school player. Just a phenomenal athlete, and he is very cool under pressure. So he'll have their work cut out for him tonight, and if they can go out and stop Clemson tonight, I'll believe it. I believe they'll have a good defense.
Now, in your opinion, you've seen Watson, and it's a three-headed monster. It's Watson, it's the running of Wayne Gallman, and now Mike Williams is back, that big receiver that he had the ACL injury last year. He's back. Do you think Auburn gets the job done at home, pulls off the upset, and jumpstarts their season?
Oh, man, that's tough to say. And they also have the best tight end in the country, and their left tackle is a good one, their center is a good one. I mean, these guys are loaded on offense. Historically, and I've been to a lot of football games at Auburn at night when they're underdogs and they usually perform well. It's like I said, Ron, I have to see what this team can do before I believe it. And beating a team like Clemson that's going to put up points, I think it's going to be tough for them. But I'm not saying that they can't do it. I'm just saying, I want to see it done. But right now I would give the edge to Clemson. I just think their offense is going to be a lot to deal with for Auburn tonight. And there's still question marks around Auburn's quarterback spot. And, if Auburn had a guy like Nick Marshall back at quarterback, I'd say Auburn would win. But, right now I just can't say that. I just want to see it for myself if they can beat a good quality team.
Now it's interesting now. You got to think about this. Clemson hasn't won in Auburn since 1950.
Yeah, and I think the overall record, Auburn is like 32-14 against them. Did those Clemson teams have Deshaun Watson? This guy is the closest thing I've seen to Cam Newton since Cam Newton. I mean, he's probably going to be the number one overall pick in the draft. I'll tell you what, Auburn's got a couple of new running backs that I wanted to tell you about. Chandler Cox and Cam Petway played H-back pretty much for them. Chandler played as a true freshman, and Cam Petway was a redshirt freshman. But they're going to get a lot of carries at running back, and they're about 6'2", 245-pounders. So they're athletic. I mean, Cam can stand and do a backflip just standing on his feet. I mean, he's that kind of an athlete. And so you're going to see a little bit more power from Auburn's offense. And Clemson's front seven is pretty green. Not a lot of experience. Yeah, they have talent. Yeah, they have 4- and 5-star guys, but they haven't done it yet. So I think Auburn should be able to move the ball on them on the ground. But, I mean, ultimately, man, I just Deshaun's – I have that much respect for the guy as a player. He's tough. So, it's just can they put him on his back? That's going to be the million-dollar question.
That's definitely going to be the million-dollar question. Now, the ACC – I don't think the ACC is as good as the SEC because the SEC is backloaded with Vanderbilt, South Carolina's getting better. And then you have – but – they're almost like Florida State, and Miami's getting a little better, Mark Richt, and Florida State is there. The Florida State and Clemson are the closest thing to SEC teams you're going to see. I just think it's a Southern thing to me. I just think teams from the South are good. In the ACC, Florida State, Miami, I think it's a Southern thing. What do you think?
Well, sure, man. I mean, look. The best football players are in the South. Yeah, I mean, if you look at Florida, you look at Georgia, you look at Alabama, then you go to Texas and you go to California. I mean, I think those are probably the premier states of football talent. And the populations in Georgia and Florida, there's a lot of kids there, and you only can sign 25 now, So I'll tell you another team a couple other teams that I like in the ACC. I mean, I think North Carolina's got a pretty good team. If Mitch Trubisky can step in there and play solid form at quarterback, I think they got the piece. And I really like the Louisville team.
I do too. I like their defense.
Yeah, their defense, they're athletic, but Lamar Jackson, he's just so – I saw him at the Auburn-Louisville game last year. That guy is
so
fast.
He impressed me in that game. Yes.
Yeah.
That woke me up to Louisville, that Auburn game. Yeah, I think that they're going to be good. What about Kirby Smart at Georgia? When are they going to be that? Are they ready this year or maybe a year away?
I think maybe a year away. You know, they're starting Grayson Lambert today over Jacob Eason, the highly touted freshman.
Yeah.
Sonny Michel, I don't think he'll be a go. You know, he broke his right forearm in the offseason in the ATV accident. So I'm not sure he'll go, but Nick Chubb's going to be ready to go. And Evander Holyfield's son, the former heavyweight boxer, his son is in line to get carries behind Chubb. So that should be an interesting ball game. I just think North Carolina's got probably a little bit more experience over them right now. So I probably give the edge to Carolina in an upset. But, I mean, Georgia's always got good players. But, yeah, I think Kirby, I mean, look, he learned under the best. I mean, and people, I think, sometimes forget that Nick Saban. I mean, Nick Saban learned under some tremendous football coaches. But I guarantee you his most valuable time was with Bill Belichick. With the Cleveland Browns, so
you're right. People understand that Nick Saban was the assistant coach with the Browns when Belichick was there before he went to New England.
Yeah. I mean, and I told somebody this the other day. I think Bill Belichick might be the best football coach to ever live. And I know you got Vince Lombardi, you know, Bear Bryant, but. For Bill Belichick to do what he's done, I mean, he won Super Bowls as a defensive coordinator. He's won Super Bowls as a head coach. But for what he's done with the New England Patriots in the NFL, it's incredible. I mean,
it's discipline, and this is where Nick Saban, we're going to get to Alabama. I think Nick Saban is every bit as good as Belichick because of the fact that Nick Saban, they're good every year. And they have a quarterback issue. He's always playing musical chairs with quarterbacks. And quarterbacks aren't the best, but they win. I mean, who is he going to go with? I know he's not going to go with Blake Brenner. He always goes with the backup quarterback every year, Cooper Bateman. What do you think about Bama this year as far as getting back to the playoffs? Because I got them coming up short against LSU. I think I got LSU going, which is real risky on my part, but I'm going to do that anyway.
Well, look, here's the thing. If you look at Alabama on a year and year on basis, they run the ball, they stop the run, they play good defense, they don't be themselves, they don't make mistakes. You know, and if you can run the ball and play good defense and have good special teams, you'll be in every game you play if you don't beat yourself. Any team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you and with the talent that he acquires, you know, I mean, it's amazing. If you look, though, at their receiving corps this year is probably the best ever had at Alabama. They call themselves the Assassins. All right. These guys, and I think, you know, Cooper Bateman and Blake Barnett are both going to play tonight. And there's been a lot of buzz about Jalen Hurts, a true freshman. This guy can run around, make plays with his feet. So I think it's kind of a trial run. But Blake Barnett's a guy that, to me, not enough people are talking about because he can really throw the football. I mean, if you look at Alabama's team, the strength of their team is their skill guys, especially the receiver. They got a great tight end. I think he's a guy that could sneak up and win this job because he shows tremendous poise. But I mean, look, man. Alabama defensively, they got an incredible secondary. Their linebackers, you know, if they got the big defensive line, if they can get you behind the chains, you know, a second, third, and long, they're going to turn loose to Tim Williams, to the Rashad Evans. They're going to turn those guys loose on you, and they got about six quality pass rushers. I mean, guys that can just get after you. So I mean, it's just a typical Bama team, and it's pretty incredible what they've done without a starting quarterback each year, you know? And it just goes to show, man, that if you get a guy back there that can manage the game and play to your team's strengths, you can win. I mean, and
you definitely
think
can win.
And I kind of agree with you. I agree with you with Saban being up there as one of the best ever, though, no doubt, especially in today's modern era of college football. I mean, no doubt that he's in the argument.
Yeah, he does. And the games he loses, always very close, last-minute games. So, I mean, the standard and the discipline that it takes to win every year is incredible. LSU, I don't completely trust Brandon Harris, but they have really good wide receivers. Everybody talks about Fournette, but their receiving core is really good. And they said that because they have the new defensive coordinator from Boston College, who's really good, I believe they switched to the 3-4.
Yeah,
I think
they did.
4-3. They did. They switched, and they're in love with this defense. Everybody's in love with this defense. With Fournette, who's spectacular. I'm going to pick LSU to be in the SEC championship in the West. What do you think?
I don't think that's a bad pick, but here's the one thing about LSU. You know, when they line up to play Alabama, I think it's been about 4 or 5 years since they've beaten Alabama. All right.
Yes.
They have got to start spreading the ball out a little bit. Because look, what is beating Alabama? A running quarterback, a spread attack. You can't line up in the high form and run the ball straight ahead of those 330-pound defensive tackles. I mean, it ain't gonna work, man. Les has got to open it up a little bit and take some pressure off Fournette and Brandon Harris. I mean, yeah, like you said, they got good wide receivers, and they changed to the 3-4 defense. Dave Aranda, you know, he's playing his former team today. You know, so he should know that personnel at the back of their hand. I think the 3-4 defense will fit personnel a little bit better. But, again, they got to open it up a little bit on offense, and they got to move the ball down the field through the air. And if they can do that, I think LSU is very capable of winning the league, no doubt.
Now let's get to the East. You know, I love the East this year. Florida is going to be better. You know, you got Georgia with Kirby Smart there. South Carolina, I think, is going to be a little bit better. They pulled off the upset against Vanderbilt. No, it's a devastating loss of Vanderbilt because Vanderbilt's supposed to be a little better. I picked Tennessee. Tennessee almost made a complete idiot out of me Thursday. And Appalachian State is good. You know, they've always been a good team. But I don't – what do you think about the East? Because it's probably going to come down to that Tennessee-Florida game. And I believe Tennessee's lost 11 in a row to Florida. And I'm picking Tennessee – to win in Knoxville against Florida, which is really risky.
Right. Well, you know, the Tennessee game, one thing that I've learned about being in this business is and watching football games is you can't put too much stock into one game, especially the opening game. I mean, but the surprising thing to me about watching Tennessee was and against Appalachian State, who returned about 9 guys off of defense, was like in the top 20 against stopping the run last year in the country. They got pushed around on the offensive and defensive line. That was alarming to me. When a team like that can push you around on your front, you know that's not good. And they made a lot of mistakes. Now I don't know. And Ron, let's say they walk into class. Hey, you guys gonna win the SEC? Hey, Jalen Hurd, you going to win the Russian championship?
Yeah.
Hey, Josh Dobbs, you going to be an All-American? You get to believe in all that stuff, man. And these guys haven't been in that spot. They haven't been in this spot before, so it's all new. They're getting photo shoots. They're going this way. They're going here. It's all this glory, 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 hallelujah. And look, man, if you're not ready to play, you will get beat, period. So I think maybe that will probably serve them well moving forward because, I mean, if they play like they did against Virginia Tech this coming up weekend, they'll get their butts kicked. But I think Tennessee, I'm not going to give up on them yet. I remember a couple of years ago when Texas A&M destroyed South Carolina, everybody anointed them the national championship, and they lost about 5 more games. So. But I like Florida. I think if Luke Del Rio can step in there and be a good quarterback for them, and get that vertical passing game for them. I think Florida has the defense, and they signed the number one junior college running back in the country. So I think if they can get that running game going and with that defense they have, Gerard Davis is, to me, the, one of the top linebackers in the country. You know, they got Jalen Tabor as a shutdown corner. So they got some potential there. And, then, of course, you got Georgia. I mean, I think those are your three favorites, and that's on that side. But, I mean, I still believe Tennessee is the best team, and I still think that they're going to be okay.
You know, how good is the SEC? How excited are you to cover the SEC this year? It's awesome. Finally, who's going to win the national championship? You're looking at all these great teams in the SEC. You're looking at Clemson, Florida State, Ohio State, Michigan, who's a lot better. So what do you think?
The national championship. well, we at Lindy's like Alabama to do it again, you know. But I mean, here's a couple of scenarios. I mean, I think Clemson and Florida State will be there. You know, I think they'll be in the running for it. You know, and I know that all this came up about Baylor, but I think if Baylor, with all the controversy they've had, you know, nobody's talking about them now. I think if they can step up and play good defense, which is a rarity in that league, I think they got an outside shot of making it.
Okay.
I think you could throw Oklahoma in there in the Big 12. I mean, I think, like you talked about, LSU. I mean, I think whoever comes out of the SEC is a legit championship contender. I think that's been proven. I think a sleeper team, Stanford.
Okay, I watched him yesterday. I love McCaffrey. Listen, I got to let you go. The show is nearest end. You were terrific. You are A-plus today. You brought your A-game, buddy.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Ron, and I'll be at the game tonight down here in Auburn, so I hope we can pull out a victory.
Awesome. That was Matt Lowe of Lindy Sports. He was terrific, and I'm glad he mentioned Stanford. I watched McCaffrey, who's spectacular. He could really be the Heisman Trophy winner at Stanford. I watched him beat a really decent Kansas State team who hung in there. They lost 26-13, and Stanford finally got their first win last year. They lost. He mentioned Baylor, and I didn't put Baylor in my top 10, but now he's got me interested in looking at Baylor now. So that was an interesting pick. But Stanford's going to be up there. I'm going to have Andrew Flower on. He covers the Pac-12 on Monday for Monday's show, and I'm going to recap all the games that we just talked about.